it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now.
We can break it down, we can make it.
Stand tall, it gets a little better. I see the wall that we can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now.
Hey there, everybody. This is DJ Noni and Finding Your Voice. How are you doing there today at radio.dominican.edu? Great to be here. I'm looking forward to sharing a treasure trove of life wisdom and insight on a variety of topics that'll spark your thinking and help you define your purpose. I'll feature news that has caught my eye, some tidbits from my own personal journey, interviews of local everyday folks, letters from listeners, inspirational quotes, music, and more. All of which is meant to encourage you to reach your highest potential. Life, we can do this thing. Today is Monday, February 6, 2012. You're listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Come on in, let's talk. So let me say that gratefulness is always at the top of my list. So the first thing I want to do today is acknowledge three people who I'm thankful to for their encouragement and role modeling in my life. First and foremost is my husband, Jeff D., ever present at my side, compassionate, dedicated to his mom, dad, and family. An awesome firefighter, and the number one person who knows the inside track of how to make me laugh. Second is my Dominican University of California speech coach and internet radio instructor, Stuart Horn. He's someone with off-the-charts enthusiasm, an objective and professional eye for detail, a willingness to share his good fortune and expertise with all of his students and the community at large, and he's someone who can compliment me and keep me grounded at the same time. And third, and to whom today's show is dedicated, the late Reverend Wendy Dreitzer of Sleepy Hollow Presbyterian Church in San Anselmo. She challenged me to allow love and healing into my life and taught me how to share it with others. I miss you and love you, Wendy, and I dedicate today's show to you. I thank you. Thank you, all of these people and all of the important people in my life. Couldn't do it without you. All right, well, welcome again to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Today, we're going to have an angel card message, a power thought card of the day. We're going to answer a letter from a listener. We're going to have some current events, news and weather, and a few random thoughts, all with a little music in the mix, too. So, in dedicating today's show to the late Reverend Wendy Dreitzer, I'm reminded that it is wonderful to have people in your life that look out for you, think well of you, and just plain get you. I hope that you have a solid team of people around you that are loving, funny, honest, forgiving, and that believe in your innate goodness. Even though I may not know you personally, I care about you, and I want what's best for you, and I'm here for you. To paraphrase the artist Brian Andreas, you can think of me as an angel whose job it is to make sure you don't get too comfortable and fall asleep and miss your life. With that said, let's find out what this week's angel message is. And by the way, these angel cards were created by Kathy Tyler and Joy Drake. I found them online at starmagic.com. And what I do is I keep them in a bowl in my kitchen counter and pick one every few days to give me a lift. Kathy and Joy describe angels as inner companions, helping us look at the world in ways that infuse our lives with vitality and assist us to experience the deepest levels of understanding, creativity, and caring. They also say that each angel card quality evokes your intuitive abilities and renews your spiritual connection. I like that. Anytime I can be reminded that I have intuitive abilities is a good thing. I've pulled this week's angel card out and have it here. It says, grace. There are many ways to think about grace, and here are a few. kindness, mercy, elegance, charm, and blessings. I encourage you to consider these and what your intuition says about grace in your life, and take it into your heart and share it in any way you can as you go through your daily living this coming week. So let me see if I can put some music together for us for letting us think about grace. And I've pulled something up from someone who I love dearly, and we'll see if we can get you going on it.
Somewhere over the rainbow,
Welcome back. That was Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Israel Kawawiwole. And this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. If you like what you're hearing today or would like to access links to my resources, you can also find me on my blog at www.findingyourvoicewithdjnoni.blogspot.com. Well, a few minutes ago, we just pulled an angel message that said grace. And I thought to go along with that, we could pull a power thought card next. The power thought cards that I'm using on my show were created by Louise L. Hay. She's the author of the international bestseller, You Can Heal Your Life. The cards have an affirmation on one side and a visualization on the other side, and they're meant to enlighten, inspire, and help you bring joy and strength to your life. I keep my power thought cards next to my angel cards on the kitchen counter. So today's power thought affirmation is, I open new doors to life. The visualization is, I rejoice in what I have, and I know that fresh new experiences are always ahead. I greet the new with open arms. I trust life to be wonderful. What a great thought. What can you open new doors to? Are you heading into the new semester with trepidation, enthusiasm? Are you embarking on a new job, new relationship? Or maybe you're in an old job or a long-term relationship and need a boost. Do you even wonder if it's possible to trust life to be wonderful? All good reasons to consider opening new doors and looking at it with a fresh perspective. As for me, 2012 is my year to open new doors with this radio program, to continue my endeavors as a pathway student at Dominican University of California, and ultimately to discover where I belong when it comes to my work, my vocation. So for me, throughout my life, I've tried on many careers for size, and I've accumulated plenty of abilities along the way, but I haven't yet found the one when it comes to work. So I'm trying to believe that the universe has something in store for me, and I'm really trying to trust that it'll all come together if I do the footwork. And I'll tell you this, knowing that you're out there listening and are perhaps on a similar journey, appreciating what we have and still looking to figure out what's next gives me great hope and gets me closer to really hearing the message that I can open new doors to life and trust life to be wonderful. All right. While we're opening doors, why don't we open a letter from a listener? Okay, this came in from a listener whose nickname is E.S. She's in her mid-20s. And she says, I'm in transition and change in my life with relationships, school, and work. I'm dealing with a lot of heavy stuff, but I'm still needing to be out there making new relationships and friendships. How do I not over-disclose too much info, keep it light, get the support I need, and get outside my own problems and listen to other people? I'm struggling. Okay, first of all, thank you, ES, for writing to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni. I am so glad to be here for you. It is my pleasure and my delight. As for getting the support you need, you're on a good start with your message to me. Reaching out can feel like such a risky and vulnerable position, but just putting it out there takes a charge out of it and puts you in a more commanding position with yourself. So what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to do my very best to answer your concerns with friendship, thoughtfulness, and respect. So here we go. There are many ways to approach this. One of those ways would be to deepen your inner strength and your balance by protecting your soul with safe boundaries. That'll then help you project a level of confidence in yourself and your beliefs and skills. You're so right about not wanting to disclose too much information about each and everything you're up to. It is valuable and completely valid to hold plans close until we feel they are as fully formed as they can be before we set them to sail in the world. Here's a real life example. I have some friends that are in their late 20s. They're about to have their first baby. A very big transition, a big change is going to happen in their life. And everyone, at home, at work, and even out in the public, is asking what name they've chosen for the baby. It's, you know, there it is. What's the baby's name? What are you going to name? And what have you chosen? Well, they've confided in me that they have chosen a name, yet they've decided to keep it to themselves and are not revealing it because it's a very personal choice, which they don't really want to talk about or get feedback on. They also don't want to have to explain why they don't want to talk about it. So they came up with this great idea. I thought this was brilliant. They've made it a non-issue by coming up with a simple statement. It goes like this. Thanks for asking. We have a name lined up and we're waiting till the baby's born. Then they change the subject and to go on to other things. For the most part, folks let it drop. And if they persist, my friends just repeat their statement. Yep, we have a name all lined up and we're waiting till the baby's born. With this, they came up with an effective neutral boundary to address the question, not reveal or disclose too much information, and keep it light. So, just so you know, it doesn't make you mean or bad to make a clean boundary. It's good for you, and it puts you in a position of self-care and clarity without putting the other person down. And just to remind you, you are listening to Find Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. If you've just joined us, I'm responding to a letter from a listener, ES, who's in transition in her life and is working on setting good boundaries while still building good relationships and getting outside of her own problems by listening and being there for others. Back to you, ES. I think you're right to recognize that getting outside your own problems and listening to others is valuable for both you and whomever you're listening to. Stepping outside our own issues is great for gaining needed perspective and helps us practice compassion for ourselves and for others. Honing your listening skills is an important part of the process. Another life experience. There's a thing that my husband and I say to each other when we are about to launch into a big trading story session. We'll ask one another, do you want me to be a sponge or do you want me to be a boomerang? Being a sponge would be purely an active listening role, taking it in, not commenting, not criticizing, not advising, just letting the person vent and get whatever issue it is off their chest. Now, being a boomerang is also active listening, but with the addition of giving objective feedback and maybe asking clarifying questions to get to the heart of the matter and help the person flesh out ideas, feelings, thoughts, and maybe even put a plan of action together. And I'll tell you, over our time together, we have found it incredibly helpful to know which kind of listening we're doing because it takes the pressure off of both the listener and the talker, and it gives us space to think at the same time. So I encourage you, ES, to experiment with this to help you with your desire to see your own issues objectively from afar, whether you are in listening mode or talking mode. And lastly, you'll build your best relationships and your own inner strength if you recognize that transition is always a part of life. We're constantly growing, changing, learning, resting, and then starting all over again. Balance comes with not holding on too tight and letting a few things go so we're not completely overloaded. You get to choose what to let go of and then relax and let the rest of the journey guide you. And as our power thought card of the day said, open new doors to life. ES, I am so glad that you wrote in. I am here for you and for all my listeners. I hope some of these thoughts resonate. Feel free to toss what doesn't work and use what you like the best. I am on the planet, sending good vibes your way. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni at radio.dominican.edu. Let's listen to some music together.
Can't find reason the end should be as we lie here in harmony. Life can seem like a minor key. The things we lose and the things we keep. Here's something you can hold on your soul's journey.
Welcome back. We just heard from the Mother Truckers, Soul's Journey Home. And this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Hey, I want to give a shout out to our listener, ES, and thank her for writing in. Really appreciate that. And if you listeners would like to ask advice, send in a comment, or suggest topics, you are welcome to look me up on Facebook at Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, or you can send me an email at findingyourvoicewithdjnoni@gmail.com. That's Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, and Noni is spelled N-O-N-I, @gmail.com. It would be great to hear from you. All right, well, I have some current events and calendar items, and I thought we could take a look at those. So let's see what I've got. I have here an invitation from an invitation from American Association of University Women in Marin, and they are having a community fundraising program for their scholarship fund, and the participating restaurant is Pasta Pomodoro. So Pasta Pomodoro will donate 20% of your bill to the American Association of University Women of Marin for their scholarship fund throughout the whole month of February, February 1st through February 29th, any day, all day, dine in and to go. And that scholarship fund will go to women in Marin for a chance for a higher education. And the participating Pasta Pomodoro locations are Mill Valley, Strawberry Village on Redwood Highway, and Novato Vintage Oaks Center on Vintage Way. So that's American Association of University Women of Marin, their scholarship fund Pasta Pomodoro, Mill Valley or Novato, February 1st through February 29th, 20% of your proceeds are going to go to the scholarship fund. Now, a little personal disclosure, it just so happens that in the first term of my time here at Dominican University as a pathway student, I was a recipient of the AAUW, American Association of University Women, scholarship fund. It was amazing and wonderful to be a recipient of that, and I thought I would just throw this out there so we can help some other women who are going back to school or going to school for the first time get some funds for it. So head on out to Pasta Pomodoro and have some delicious dinner and raise some funds. Okay, our next event, let's see what that is. We've got Pink Politics, The Woman's Practical Guide to Winning Elections by Kathy Grube. So the Marin Women's PAC, on February 15th is having a reception for Kathy Grube, author of Pink Politics. And that's going to be at the San Rafael Community Center, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. There are going to be books available to buy and have autographed. And that's on February 15th. Okay, so Pink Politics, a reception for Kathy Grube on the book The Woman's Practical Guide to Winning Elections, February 15th, San Rafael Community Center, 6 to 8 p.m. Here is the RSVP phone number. You can RSVP to Barbara at 415-897-1224. That's Barbara at 415-897-1224 for Pink Politics, the Marin Women's PAC, celebrating the reception for Kathy Grube, February 15th, San Rafael Community Center, 6 to 8 p.m. All right, and here we have something going on at Dominican coming up in a few weeks, Thursday, February 16th, from 12 to 1 p.m. in Guzman Lecture Hall. There's going to be an update of the future of Dominican University and write a letter to President Marcy Day. So President Marcy and university administrators will be present to answer any questions that you may have at this student forum. And then you'll be able to write a letter to President Marcy. And then at the March forum, she will feature her responses to those letters. So upcoming Thursday, February 16th from 12 to 1 p.m. in Guzman Lecture Hall, Dr. President Marcy doing an update for the future of Dominican University. Come on down, get involved. All right, and here's an environmental issue that's coming up. We have a sea turtle critical habitat, leatherback sea turtle critical habitat, a new federal protected ocean for sea turtles. There is an event for information on February 29th, 2012 from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Bay Model Visitor Center, 2100 Bridgeway in Sausalito. Let's see what they have to say about this. They've got the largest offshore protected area for sea turtles in the U.S. has just been established. But what do these new federal rules mean for California's boaters, fishermen, and offshore industries? That's what you're going to find out from Dr. Chris Pinatich with the Sea Turtle Restoration Project. He's presenting the free seminar to answer these questions and more. Join a community discussion to review the process that created this historic conservation achievement, learn what the new federal sea turtle critical habitat laws mean to ocean users, and help us take the important steps to build on this victory for California's leatherback sea turtles. So this is a big win for the environment. So we're looking at February 29th, 2012, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., Bay Model Visitor Center in Sausalito. And if you want more information on this event, you can contact Chris at seaturtles.org. That's Chris at seaturtles.org. All right, here is one more current event. And by the way, you are listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. Loving being here with you and just sharing all of this really great community news. We've got stuff going on. We've got things going on at Dominican, American Association of University Women. We've got environmental issues that are being addressed. And here's a good one. Up in Novato, they're seeking volunteers for senior center lunches. So the Novato Independent Elders Program is seeking volunteers to help serve lunch at the Margaret Todd Senior Center at Hill Road in Novato. Lunch is served on Tuesdays through Thursdays, and seniors age 60 and older can receive a meal for a suggested donation of $2. Now, perhaps you are 60 and you're listening. Perhaps you're 18 and you're listening. Either way, this is a great event for you, because if you're any age, you can go up and help serve lunches for seniors. And there are lots of seniors out there that are kind of alone and isolated and they don't get out much. And this is their opportunity to get out, see other people, interact in the community. And there are some seniors in Marin even that are on a lower income. So getting a meal for $2 prepared by someone who's volunteering to take care of you, I mean, that is awesome. So I highly recommend that you jump up and volunteer for this. So it is Novato Independent Elders, and it's Margaret Todd Senior Center. And if you would like more information on volunteering to serve lunches for seniors, you can call 415-899-8296. That's 415-899-8296. Wow. So much going on, and I just wanted to say one more thank you to the universe and the world for all of the really great things we have going on out there, and the way that people connect together and make a difference in each other's lives. And that's one of the reasons I'm doing this radio show, is just to, you know, make another connection out there in the world. And with that said, I want to share that this is February, and February is Black History Month. And I was looking up something on the internet about Black History Month, and I found this really amazing article by Stacey Anderson, and I just want to give you a little rundown of it and then tell you what's going on in the article here. So this was posted in Washington, and it's about Maya Angelou. So Stacey Anderson writes, author and activist Maya Angelou hopes for a time when Black History Month will no longer be needed to explain the contributions of African Americans. Quote, we want to reach a time when there won't be Black History Month, when Black history will be so integrated into American history that we study it along with every other history, unquote. She said this in an interview from her home in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, last Wednesday. That's the hope, and we have to continue until that's true, until that becomes a fact. In the meantime, she said, she's going to continue to put the history out there. So, in that vein, Maya Angelou is hosting an hour-long syndicated radio special on the Civil Rights Era that'll air throughout this month, the whole month of February, on about 200 public radio stations across the country. Her special features Grammy Award-winning singer Mary J. Blige, Democratic Representative John Lewis of Georgia, former UN Ambassador Andrew Young, economist and Bennett College President Julianne Malveaux, and Professor Nikki Finney, winner of the 2011 National Book Award for Poetry. Angelou, 83, said she hopes the program sends a message that, quote, the work of making our country more than it is today, unquote, is unfinished. Our work still remains, and we have to do the best we can do, she said. The young people have a charge to keep. They have a responsibility, and some don't know that, or maybe some have heard it but don't recognize it. Her program details Lewis's work as a freedom writer, Finney's tribute to the late civil rights activist Rosa Parks, Young's rise from small-town pastor to ambassador, and Malveaux's involvement with the Black Panther movement in her youth. And the work and legacy, of course, of Martin Luther King Jr. are also discussed in detail. Angelou, who has authored more than 30 books and earned 3 Grammys for the spoken word, recently was presented with the BET Honors Literary Arts Award by First Lady Michelle Obama and entertainers Cicely Tyson, Queen Latifah, Jill Scott, and Willow Smith. That award show will air on Black Entertainment Television on February 13th. But if you're interested in listening to the radio show, Maya has a website up. It's http://MayaAngelouOnPublicRadio.com. That's MayaAngelouOnPublicRadio.com. You can look up all the times and days of her radio special and take a listen to that, because I think it's going to be really, really powerful. So that is a great community connector, and let's just put the vibe out there that that's a good direction to go in. And thank you, Maya, for keeping it going. All right. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, Mondays 4 to 5 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu. And remember, you can find me on my blog at www.findingyourvoicewithdjnoni.blogspot.com if you want to read about the show or get any resources. All right, let's see if we could take a little rest together, listen to a little bit of music. Here we go.
Good night, sleep tight. Big bright sun has gone away, gone away. Goodbye, don't cry. Tomorrow will bring us a brand new day. We can run and play.
Thank you and welcome back. We just heard from Los Lobos, Angel Dance. And this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on radio.dominican.edu. All right, I have a little bit of current news here with me, and I'm just going to go through a few things. I'm going to start with local news from the Marin Independent Journal newspaper. And the first thing is kind of really exciting. We all watch the Super Bowl, you know, go Giants, and the halftime show. So the headline is, most of America still may not know what slacklining is, but the millions watching Madonna perform during halftime at the Super Bowl saw the increasingly popular sport in action, thanks to a Redwood High School grad. So an alumni from Redwood High got to feature slacklining at the Super Bowl. That's really thrilling. So a national item for local Marin. That's cool. But there are a couple other things going on. A San Rafael psychologist was sentenced to 8 years in a child porn case. A new app designed by Tiburon researchers helps navigate Bay's currents. And a local activist LaRouche, the proselytizers of LaRouche are riling Marin residents by comparing Obama to Hitler. They've got posters and signs out there with Obama with a Hitler mustache, and that's going on out there. There was a fire in Sausalito, a skiff, but the neighbors doused it. Two men were arrested in a San Rafael robbery, and bummer, budget cuts force closure of a longtime Sausalito infant and toddler center. And then our Marin Energy Authority is preparing for a major expansion this summer. And in high school news, Tam High mock trial team wins their 17th straight county title. So that's great. They're getting some experience with their mock trial team. And then there are two pieces that I just wanted to expand on. One is that Lifehouse, a nonprofit, is moving to a new office space in Terra Linda. And the headline is, Growing Lifehouse Gets New Office. Nonprofit needed more space after adding employees. And this is by Jessica Bernstein Wax at the Marin Independent Journal. A San Rafael nonprofit serving adults with developmental disabilities has grown significantly in recent years and will move to a new Terra Linda office to accommodate its added employees. Lifehouse plans to move its administrative offices from a 4,800 square foot space at 100 Smith Ranch Road to a 6,000 square foot office at 899 Northgate Drive on April 1st, said Nancy Dow Moody, the nonprofit's president and CEO. We are so excited because we're really cramped now in the space that we're in, and we're growing, Dow Moody said. This will get us about 1,500 more square feet. Launched in 1954 by a group of parents seeking special education for their children, Lifehouse now employs about 150 people and serves some 180 clients. So that's really exciting that we have a nonprofit here in San Rafael serving adults with developmental disabilities. You know, we all deserve respect and getting our needs met, and it's really great that we have a nonprofit out there taking care of people. And then the other item of interest was actually in the news a couple weeks back on January 30th, and this was, the title is No Ordinary Ordination. Presbyterian Church selects Maori as its first gay pastor. So the Sausalito Presbyterian Church ordained a former Pittsburgh native as its newest pastor, the first openly gay pastor in the church's history. And that's really, really exciting because I believe that all people are legitimate and valuable and important to the world, and no matter what your race, creed, sexuality, age, financial station, that you deserve to have work, health, wealth, life, and to have the Presbyterian Church ordain an openly gay pastor is awesome. So I just wanted to throw that out and let you know that that was happening here in Marin, which is really exciting. And here's a little bit of national news, just a few bullets. Romney is continuing the Republican line of attack on Obama over religious liberty. He's also ahead of the Minnesota caucuses. Romney surrogate Tim Pawlenty is taking on Santorum, saying he's not the perfect conservative, he claims. And with the landslide victory in Nevada, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney won three of the first five states in the race for the nomination. So he's got some momentum. But here's a headline. Obama edges out Romney in hypothetical matchup in a new poll. And Washington Post ABC poll, it's the first time that either candidate has garnered more than 50% in a hypothetical head-to-head contest. So I think that's pretty interesting. So let's see what else we have in here. There's one thing that was really troubling to me on the news, and that was that there was a mom that went missing in Utah, and her husband was implicated, I guess you could say, in her going missing. And now the husband and the children died in what is apparently a murder-suicide. And so this was, let's see, it says Utah mom Susan Powell, 28, was reported missing December 6, 2009, from the Salt Lake City suburb of West Valley City. Her husband, Josh Powell, said he took their children, ages 2 and 4, at the time, camping and claimed he had nothing to do with her disappearance. An explosion at a Washington State home killed Josh Powell and the couple's two young sons, officials said, yesterday, Sunday, February 5, 2012. Officials have described the three deaths as a murder-suicide. The Sunday blaze at Powell's home brought yet another twist in the very public scandal that began when Susan Powell vanished in 2009, and the case has since spiraled into the salacious saga of finger-pointing and accusations of sex and lies, and now the unthinkable loss of two young lives caught in the crossfire. Harsh. So sorry to have to report that, but very interesting that, you know, that's going on in the world. So not putting our head in the sand and just knowing what's going on out there. In tech talk, it looks like an iPad manufacturer called Foxconn is under fire, and factory workers are complaining of militant culture and long hours at the controversial factory that produces more than half the world's electronics. So that's very interesting. We should keep our thoughts for people who are working and toiling to make our electronic products and hopefully look for fair working environments and fair working wages. And let's see what we can look at. You know, I did pull up some weather. Let's see what we could do for weather today. Right now, it's gorgeous out. It's all sunny and beautiful. It's probably in the 60s right now. But going forward, yeah, it's around 65-ish. Going forward, they say that they think we're going to have a little bit of rain tomorrow, Tuesday, and then sunny and cloudy Wednesday, sunny Thursday, and then cloudy, sunny on Friday. And it looks like same for the weekend, cloudy and sunny. And mid-60s for the whole rest of the week. And I was looking on my Moon Phase app, and I see that tomorrow, Tuesday the 7th, is a full moon. That's kind of exciting. And by the way, you are listening to Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni here on radio.dominican.edu. And last but not least in the news, just give a shout out to the New York Giants for winning the Super Bowl. They won 21-17 over New England. That was a big win and a thrill for them. And with that, let's listen to a little bit of music. Here we go.
The clock's running down, the team's losing ground to the opposing defense. The young quarterback waits for the snap when suddenly it all starts to make sense. He's got all kinds of time, he's got all kinds of time. All kinds of time. He's got all kinds of time. All kinds of time. He takes a step back. He's under attack. But he knows that no one can touch him now. So it is, a strange inner peace is all that he's feeling somehow. He's got all kinds of time, he's got all kinds of time, all kinds of time. He's got all kinds of time. Gathered around the white
Well, welcome back. We just heard from Fountains of Wayne, All Kinds of Time. This is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, Mondays 4 to 5 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Dominican College Radio. This is where you can listen 24/7 to music, Dominican sports events, student-produced shows. Tune in at radio.dominican.edu. All right. Well, I did get a note from a listener. And hey, if I missed anyone's notes or emails this show, I will grab them and bring them back next show. And you can email me at findingyourvoicewithdjnoni@gmail.com. All right. So the question is, how did you get the name DJ Noni? And I'm going to answer this like a game I play with some of the youth that I work with, which is called Three Facts and a Personal Experience. So how'd you get the name DJ Noni? Fact number one, all female radio.dominican.edu DJs are required to have an alias. Fact number two, DJ is short for disc jockey, when in the old days, vinyl records, discs, were played in music industry. Fact three, Noni is a Pacific Island plant with antioxidant qualities. And the personal experience, Noni, spelled N-O-N-I, is my childhood nickname. So there you go. Thank you for asking that question. And let's see if we have time for one more song, and then I'll come back for a sign-off. Here we go. And you're going to listen to Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville. Welcome back. That was Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville singing All My Life. And this is Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, Mondays 4 to 5 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu. Remember, you can find me at www.findingyourvoicewithdjnoni.blogspot.com or my Facebook page, Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, and you can email me at findingyourvoicewithdjnoni@gmail.com. And Noni is spelled N-O-N-I, Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni at gmail.com. All right, well, it is wrap-up time, and I want to recap. So our angel card for the week is grace. Our message is grace, kindness, and grace. Our power thought card for the week is I open new doors to life. And no matter what news the world has to deliver, or what transitions we are facing, strength and balance will build our confidence. Two, let's see if we can get this. We want to make it happen.
Two. Dirt tall, so I stand tall. It gets a little. See the wall that we can break down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now.
down together. Stand strong, it gets a little better now.
This is DJ Noni. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll be back with you next Monday, 4 to 5 p.m. on Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni, radio.dominican.edu. Talk to you soon. Let's get back to your college radio.